taking a closer look at the stories that affect you most with a big dose of common sense. It seemed that life was so
wonderful, a miracle. Back on a Thursday here with Dinesh D'Souza, author of the new book, The Big Lie. And Dinesh, before we went to the break, you were talking about a transcript that the Nazis had actually used, what Democrats in the South had been doing for years, to keep African Americans and other minorities basically behind a rope, if you will, behind a fence, and keeping them away from the rest of society in many respects. And that the Nazis basically patterned much of what they did after that. But if you went to school today, you'd never learn that. If you watched the mainstream media today, you'd never learn that. You see this repulsion, if you will, this revulsion from the left against Donald Trump, and they call him a fascist and a racist and a misogynist and all of these things. But I'm curious, not just about the Democrats and the left, but what about those that seem to be complicit in this? People like McConnell and McCain, Graham and Flake, Justin Amash and others who seem to be willing co-conspirators with the Democrats and pushing this narrative.
Well, some of these guys are literally kind of useful idiots. I mean, you remember that Ken Mellman, the former head of the Republican National Committee, was going to black churches and apologizing for the Republican Party's racist history. Now, this is a guy who clearly swallowed a big lie, because the Republican Party has no history of racism. It's the party of emancipation, of shutting down the Klan, of opposition to segregation. The Democrats were the main opposition to the Civil Rights Act of 1964. So there's nothing to apologize for, but this poor fool was going around doing it. Now, similarly here, the left has cunningly sort of redefined fascism. So they'll say things like, Donald Trump is a fascist because he's an ultra-nationalist. He wants to make America great again in much the same way that Hitler wanted to make Germany great again. Now, first of all, nationalism does not equal fascism. Gandhi in India was a nationalist. So was Mandela in South Africa. So was Churchill and de Gaulle in France. The American founders were nationalists. So it's obviously stupid to call these people all fascists. So what's happened is that many of the guys on our side are too dumb to actually know any history. They don't do any research. They simply swallow what they read. And as a result, they become gullible and they become vulnerable.
What happened to curiosity in our world, Dinesh? Honestly, I mean, it doesn't seem to me that journalists are curious. It doesn't seem to me that anybody is curious to ask, just like you pointed out, to ask questions, to dig deeper, to do research. Why not?
Well, in fairness, we have very little, you could call it scholarly investigative reporting on the conservative side. When I dig into these matters, I literally feel like I'm the only guy doing it. And then when I send my stuff into magazines like National Review, they look at me as though I've gone insane. In other words, these are people who all want to be pundits, and they all kind of pontificate about this and they pontificate about that, but they don't actually scour the historical record to try to figure out where we've been sold a bill of goods and how we can set the record straight. So in that sense, The Big Lie is a very original book and is full of incendiary material. It's now been out a week. Not a single fact in it has even been questioned, let alone refuted.
Yeah, which is important to say. I think that's important, because if you're never pushed back, because there's a hit squad out there, as you well know, willing to tarnish, to smear, to attack anybody from the right, any conservative, on any minuscule piece that they can find. That hasn't happened to you. The book's been out a week. This is an important note.
Oh, Media Matters probably has 10 guys on it right now. The other thing is, I've been listening for months to all these so-called experts. I mean, all these pundits, from Bill Maher to Rachel Maddow to, Morning Joe and, and Chris Matthews. And they're all pontificating about fascism. Now I've written a book. I actually know what I'm talking about. And you'll notice there's complete dead silence from them. None of them will have me on their shows. Why? Because I would make them out to look like complete fools.
Let me ask you about Donald Trump today, his current predicament. I mean, obviously, he tweets a lot, maybe counterproductive to what he's doing, because he knows what he's dealing with. At least he should, from the media and from others. What about his tweeting? What about his situation? What about the Russia investigation? What do you make of it?
I think what is remarkable about the Russia investigation is that the left is sort of trying to mount, I would say, a quasi-coup. And what I mean by this is that they don't care if he colluded with Russia or not. if they could get him on obstruction of justice, even if there's no underlying crime, they will. In other words,
they don't care what it takes.
They don't care what it takes. And this is really unusual. I mean, in Watergate, there was an underlying crime, namely the Watergate burglary. And so the obstruction of justice was obstruction of some underlying offense. It appears in this case that there's no underlying offense, but they're still pushing ahead. And if they can't get him on that, then Al Capone style, they're going to go after his tax returns or his business dealings. So the left is dug in on this. And remember, it was Hillary and Obama from the beginning who put out the idea that Trump was somehow illegitimate, that he sort of didn't have a right to run. And even if he won, he didn't have a right to be president.
And they've stuck with that. It's almost a mental disorder for these folks. I mean, I've been reading on social media today how Donald Trump is creating the problem with North Korea. I'm thinking he was born when the Korean War broke out. I mean, it's so absurd how far they will reach, how far they will go.
Well, now with Trump, on Trump's side, I think it's a mixed bag because Trump sometimes is a little bit out there and he can be reckless, but
no
he
question.
Also knows, he knows instinctively that he's fighting not just on the political, but on the cultural front. You know, his most powerful enemies are not in the Democratic Party. They're on Saturday Night Live. They're the comedians. They're in the media. They're in academia. They're in Hollywood. And Trump instinctively knows that. And so he's fighting on both fronts. Now, I wish there were more Republicans backing him up. But the reality of the situation is that the Republican Party is somewhat divided about Trump even now.
Well, feckless weasels will find their comeuppance come 2018, especially McConnell, McCain, Graham, Flake, and certainly any members of Congress. Dinesh D'Souza, where can people find The Big Lie?
Well, happily, the book just hit the New York Times bestseller list. It's certainly everywhere, not just in the obvious places like Barnes & Noble or Amazon. But you can get it in Walmart. You can get it in Costco. So whenever, wherever you can find books, you'll find it there.
Dinesh D'Souza, I say thank you once again. It is always an education and a pleasure to talk to you, and I look forward to doing it again soon.
Me too. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Dinesh D'Souza, everybody. You're listening to The Steve Gruber Show on a Thursday. I'll be right back.